So, are you all caught up with like what's been going on in the last 5 weeks, or like should I? Is there, maybe I can catch you up with things. You're like,
well, I heard Michael Jackson's dead.
I was number one on my list.
All Michael right, let's
Jackson.
Hear it.
No, I mean
let's
that's it. Like, did you know that Michael Jackson died?
I heard that. Yeah. Bummer. You know, I'm kind of glad we missed. Apparently, there was nothing but Michael Jackson on the news for a while, and I'm really glad I missed that.
You know, actually, it wasn't that bad. It was, like, pretty intense for about, I'd say, 6 days. Maybe, like, less than a week, which is, like, okay, you know, whatever.
Okay, but in all fairness, the ire over the Iraq war only lasted about 4 days.
Right, right.
And then, I don't know if that's really
So yeah, but like, I mean, it was like all crazy, and then like they had the funeral. Did you hear about the funeral?
I didn't.
So no. Basically, they like he was rehearsing for some concert run in like in London. So he had like rented out the Staples Center before he died. He had currently like rented it out so he could practice there and do rehearsals and stuff like that. So he still had the lease apparently. So they basically like had a huge funeral for him, or like memorial service for him at the Staples Center, you know, with like tens of thousands of people, and like, you know, his family were there and stuff like that. So I mean, it was pretty wild. And I mean, it's pretty weird to think that he died. Like, I mean, it's just like he's so big, and although he's so
he's been pretty reclusive.
Yeah, it's just so weird. And it was also really sad because it just seemed like one of those things. It was one of those deaths where it seemed like it was kind of brought on by society and himself. You know, he had just been steadily going downhill and doing weirder and weirder things and acting out. And so that was, it was just kind of like, I think it was a shock to everybody that it would actually happen, you know.
We pushed him too far.
Exactly. Exactly.
Michael, come back to us.
And then, yeah, so that was, and there was a lot of Michael Jackson on the radio, and like, apparently he's like number one in iTunes or something like that. And yeah, it was interesting. And then were you here for the like Iranian election?
No, I missed that too.
Yeah, so apparently there was an election in Iran, and like, you know, it was Mousavi against Ahmadinejad, and then Ahmadinejad won. But like at the time, like apparently it was like monster turnout, and they were claiming that it, because it was monster turnout and based on like exit polls, like it was pretty clear that Mousavi had won or like come pretty close to winning. But when they reported the results, it was like a landslide for Ahmadinejad.
Oh.
So there's all these people like claiming like fraud, and like basically the supreme leader just said, well, I want Ahmadinejad to win, so I'm just going to make up some result.
Mm.
And so there's been all sorts of like riots and like things like that, and the whole world is watching. But like nobody can say anything, because I think especially the U.S. of all people have no place to say anything about meddling in Iranian, like, you know, affairs.
Well, I've got some stern words for
let's hear them.
The Iranian Election Committee.
Okay.
You guys should do your job right.
Okay. You heard it here first. But yeah, and like apparently you've heard of Twitter.
And you, Mr. Ayatollah Khamenei, you can't just say this guy gets to be president because I want him to be.
Actually, he can. That's a thing.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Maybe he can't, legally speaking, but he is the supreme leader. And it's just, I mean, I think everybody's learning how much power this guy really has. Like, he's the supreme leader, and he just has whatever it says goes.
You know? What next? A gold toilet?
He probably already has three. But yeah, and then you heard about Twitter. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, I know what Twitter is.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, all the, like, the people who have been, like, staging protests and stuff have been, like, using Twitter, like, nonstop to, like, organize and all that stuff. So it's nice. A really, like, weird Internet 2.0 sort of, all
right.
like, revolution. It's kind of interesting.
Well, if Twitter does anything good, then I will rescind my criticisms of it being an absolute waste of time.
Your fatwa against Twitter.
Yeah. I was on the verge of declaring a fatwa against Twitter, but no, I'll go Twitter.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's just weird. And then, like, you know, cell service and all this new technologies. It's strange how it's kind of like helping, or I don't know, helping, but it's like playing a part.
Well, you know, I mean, it's one of those. It's sort of an old argument that's been modernized. You know, you create a medium of free expression and free exchange, the internet, and you will have more democratic, you know, results in anything. And that's why, you know, the intellectual property laws and stuff have been changing, like, or, you know, going like hotcakes in the last 10 years or so, because you create a new medium where it's like, oh, I can sell, you know, a copy of this music to you. It's like, I own it, right? I own my music that I bought.
Right.
Why can't I sell it to you? You don't, I mean, I'm not even selling you my CD. I'm just letting you copy it or whatever.
Right.
And
Right.
so, you know, it's like, well, I made the music and we own the rights to the music. But what is the right to the music? It's like, actually, I own a piece of code on my computer.
Right.
That's what I own physically, right? And so I don't know. That's interesting. The internet has brought up a lot of those questions, and it's funny, for all we claim, I think, to be, you know, a free market system and whatnot, we're incredibly protectionist.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's because, and it seems like I'm just guessing, but like any new sort of medium for delivery of content, like kind of ushers in the revolution, you know. And like,
Right.
I'm sure the printing press, like hundreds of years ago, did this also. You know, like probably only certain people were in control of like the religious texts or even like the basic, like, you know, propaganda things like that. And now all of a sudden, when people can read and there's a way of distributing these things, as opposed to like orally, you know, telling people by word over and over again, word of mouth, you can print these things or you can like, you know, put them impromptu on the side of a billboard or on the side of a pole, even like, and people just come by and read it, and it's kind of like graffiti almost. You know, it's probably opens up a whole new thing. So it's just interesting how that you might see a lot of it like online or whatever about people talking about this around election. You know, and it's just amazing how much people are talking about it, and yet they can't do anything about it all. You know, so it's just interesting that way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, the people there can, you know,
Yeah,
it
they're.
seems they've been working on doing something about it.
Yeah,
Well,
yeah.
we'll see. But yeah, freedom of the internet, sort of like freedom of the press. I see parallels there.
Yeah, it started.
So.
It's working its way that way. And I mean, a lot of not only that, but the internet. You know, they've been talking about lately. Also, a lot of newspapers and journals and stuff are having a hard time staying in print
Oh yeah.
because of the internet. Like, I mean, they gave it away. They've been saying like they just gave it away. You know, like they're giving the content away, or at least they have for the last like 10 years maybe. And now all of a sudden they want it back because I mean, who goes on? I mean, this generation, like people who are, you know, younger than the age of maybe 40 or something like that, came up with the internet, and like all they've known is going on the internet and checking out news on the internet and getting it really quickly, you
Yeah, but
know?
I was thinking, actually, I think that when I get at, I'm currently not in a place where I would be able to get the newspaper, I think, on a daily basis, because it would most likely get ripped off.
But
But
you could buy it from a newsstand,
that's true, but
right?
that takes more effort than I would want to put into it. I would subscribe, though, if I lived in a place where, you know, I would just guaranteed the newspaper would arrive at my doorstep.
Yeah. Would you? I mean, later, if you thought about it, like if it costs you, let's say it costs you $100 a year to subscribe to the newspaper.
Yeah, I think I would do that. I like the newspaper. Like, it's more of an aesthetic thing
Yeah, well,
than
okay, that's
anything,
what it
you
is. And
know?
I think a lot of people are just realizing that they don't really care about the aesthetic, or they care about it in this like maybe once a week sort of mode. You know, but every day. And then I think they're also complaining about the way they report. You know, it's like it's stale news. You know, it's not like up to the minute. Like, you know, when I heard about Michael Jackson, I heard about it at work. And somebody just went to MSNBC and then yelled over their cube, "Dude, did you hear?" And I'm like, "No, what?" And it's like Michael Jackson just went to the hospital. Like, it was before they knew he was dead. It was like all they know is he just went to the hospital and the rumor is he had a heart attack. And then, you know, an hour later it was like he's definitely at the hospital and he definitely had a heart attack. And then like 3 hours later it's like he's dead.
But here's the thing. Is that necessary at all? Like, I just spent 5 weeks out of contact,
Right.
you know? And it's not like, you know, like, it doesn't change my life at all that I hear about Michael Jackson dying at the minute it happens, or, you know,
Actually, you
4 weeks
probably had a
later.
better life than I did.
Yeah.